Welcome to the Wellness Renaissance Podcast, exploring topics to help you find the pieces that fit into your health puzzle.
Well, I think the primary difference, coaching is forward-looking. We don't look to heal past wrongs or process through the past. We focus on what do we need to do to be happy, to get where we want with our health or our work or whatever it is, where our goal is. So it's pursuit of goals, but not necessarily through clarifying history. It's forward-looking.
I've heard it said that therapy is about healing the past and coaching is about creating the future. Accountability, support and stretch, transformation, those are kind of things I think of with coaching going forward, like Barb said.
The voices you just heard were of Barbara Bengtsson and of Sherry Swanson, and they were talking about what is the purpose of coaching and how might it be different than, say, a therapist or a counselor. And you're going to hear from those two as well as Lori Morbitz today, and I'll give you a little bit more information about them in just a minute. They are all part of the Northland Coaching Consortium, which is a group of coaches that you can find. I'll give you the website in a little bit too. But it's a bunch of coaches that have come together, different type of coaching. So there's leadership coaching and life coaching and health coaching and college success, all different types of things. And you can check them all out on the website, and more will be added as more coaches come on and join the consortium as well. Just to give you a tiny little history on the whole coming together of the consortium, Sarah Vandermeiden, who is not on this episode and who will at some point be on the podcast, I'm sure, she became a coach and was basically thinking that she needed to touch base with more coaches and connect with more coaches. Thought she was going to have to go down to the cities to do it, but ended up running into and finding a bunch of coaches up here in Duluth and said, hey, maybe we can all get together, work together, create awareness about the benefits of coaching and what this whole coaching thing is all about. If you yourself are a coach and you're not aware of this group, definitely check it out. See if it's something that you want to connect up with. I'm excited to share this because, first of all, you know, many of us, we run into a space in our life, whatever we're doing. Maybe we're starting our own business. Maybe we're working at a job we're not happy with or want to get to the next level, or we want to do something different in life or health. Maybe it is leadership or just personal skills, that kind of thing. We had Michelle Perron a few podcasts back who does alcohol and addiction counseling. So all different types of things that sometimes we just need somebody else to work with. We need a different voice that's going into our head. Not to mention, a lot of people, coach-wise, professionally, can help us in different ways than, say, even the medical profession can help us. They have more time that they can spend with you, more dedicated time, and sometimes a different knowledge base and a different way of perceiving things, or just having the ability to voice different options than your medical professionals, various types, are able to speak to. So I know for me, working with people, sometimes that's what I bring to the table. As somebody hits kind of the end of Western medicine, they don't quite know what other options are out there, and I can bring them to a bunch of things that their doctor may not have heard of, may not understand or believe in. And honestly, in many cases that I've heard, that's just not something that the place that they work for will allow them to talk about. And sometimes they feel like they just don't have enough time to give you enough explanations. So they don't want to, in a sense, give you enough information to hang yourself, but not enough to actually do you good. Anyway, let's get on to talking about these ladies. So first of all, you're going to hear from Barb of Perception Coaching. And I'm just going to read her little bio off of the web here, the website. Perception Coaching works with you to deepen understanding, support decision-making, and problem-solving, and cultivate personal and professional success. Next, after Barb Bengtsson, you're going to hear from Lori Morbitz. And Lori works with health coaching for lifestyle and diet, utilizing the primal blueprint and the principles of ancestral health, with a special interest in strategies for living with autoimmune and thyroid diseases. And lastly, you're going to hear from Sherry Swanson. And Sherry's coaching is where the mind is renewed, the body is loved, and the spirit is nourished for everyone wanting to find their inner warrior and up-level their life. I'm going to go ahead and give you the website right now, just because we do refer to it in the interview a few times, and it's a little tricky. So if you're listening to this and you want to go check it out, you know where to look. It is northlandcoachingc.wixsite.com/website. So let me just kind of spell that out for you. Northland Coaching C, the letter C, stands for consortium, .wixsite, which is wixsite.com/website. Let's head on into this discussion. We're going to talk a little bit more about the consortium, more about what coaching can bring to the table, and each of them are going to talk specifically about them, how they do coaching, their philosophy, paradigm, and exactly what and who they work with. Meet Barb, Lori, and Sherry. I'm here with three of the distinguished members of the Northland Coaching Consortium. So I'm going to have you guys, one of you, all of you, however you want to, in this chorus fashion, if you want to do it in harmony, I'm ready to do it, ready to listen. Tell us what the Northland Coaching Consortium is. And, you know, this is something that I can't, like, I don't know if this exists anywhere else. So tell us what it is, and let's start there.
Well, we don't know if it exists anywhere else either.
Okay.
Because as we were investigating coaching, Sarah Vandermeiden and I ran into one another. I'm Barb Bankson of Perception Coaching. And there were other coaches at different networking events. And we kind of went, it would be really nice to have a place where we could all get together and talk about coaching and maybe promote coaching as a way for people to be happier.
Okay.
So that's where we started getting together.
Awesome. All right. So before we go any farther, because I meant to do this in the beginning, I didn't. So the three of you, let's just go around real quick and have you introduce yourself and then the name of your business, or maybe kind of give yourself a little title. What type of coaching you do?
I'm Barb Bankson. I am the founder of Perception Coaching, and I work with strengths, emotional intelligence, and other measures for understanding ourselves.
Okay.
I'm Lori Morbitz, and I am a primal health coach. My business is called Primal First Health, and it's health coaching based on ancestral/paleo principles.
And I'm Sherry Swanson, Sherry's Health and Wellness, and I coach on habit change, specifically on emotional health and just kind of general health and wellness.
Okay. Interesting. I love that you're leading a little differently than typically kind of quote-unquote health coaches do.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you talked a little bit about why or what the consortium is and kind of how you got together. And then so you got together and you kind of just grew and connected other coaches and kept pulling them in?
Yes. Every time we run into another coach, we say, hey, we've got this thing. If you'd like to be on our page, because we have a web page that just has a little bio and a way to connect with all the coaches we run into. And that's what the consortium does. Because it's a free website, we don't charge anything. We just say, you know, if you're a coach, you know, everybody has a good fit coach out there. And we all do different things, so it's beneficial to be able to look at all the different types of coaches. So.
And I find it's strikes me as cool that you guys are, you know, you're not just a collective of people who are coaches who get together to go have, in a sense, coffee and support each other as coaches behind the scenes, but you're out and about and out loud about it. Like, we all know each other. We all work kind of together, and I assume you can then guide each other to one another to, hey, you want to do this, or hey, maybe you're a better person, this other person is a better fit for you, mm-hmm. those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it is a mixture of both, because we are getting to know one another mm-hmm. and trying to help one another
mm-hmm.
because yeah, we're coming from a place of abundance.
mm-hmm.
We know there's work for all of us, but not everybody knows about coaching. So to be able to connect ourselves with mm-hmm. our possible clients is our goal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And to be good at what we do.
Right. And you all kind of win that way. I mean, mm-hmm. that's a great attitude to have. Mm-hmm. I love it. Yeah. So to be a part of the group, like to be a part of the consortium, is it, do you have to have certification in coaching? What's kind of, what brings you all together in that?
This is Lori, and when I joined, there wasn't a requirement or some sort of test or anything I had to fill out. You know, I just simply had to state my intention, and I had met Sarah at a function that she had put on, and I told her that I was new to coaching, and she invited me to the group, you know, first to the Facebook page, and then I submitted my information, and she put it on the general website. So I think it goes by your honesty and who you are, mm-hmm. you know, what your credentialing is or isn't. And then you can get onto the website and meet once a month with all the other coaches for support and inspiration and referrals, too. Mm-hmm. I'm newer to the group and newer to coaching. And I was actually pretty thrilled to find out that there was a group up here. I didn't know there were quite so many coaches in the area, and I was really gratified to learn that because it's good for me personally to be able to meet with other people who do this line of work, not to feel quite so alone in, you know, my new business, and just to be able to hang out with other people that are like-minded.
I'm really new to the group too, and I'm so new that I haven't even gotten my information yet to Sarah for the website. But how I was introduced to the group was through another coach that's part of it, Tina Stromgren, and she is not here tonight, but she asked me to join it. I am a certified life and health coach, and I didn't know, you know, if we had to be certified or not. I just assumed, because I was, that everybody is, but there was no requirement to, mm-hmm. to get in other than, yeah, just kind of went through Sarah.
Good work. And
mm-hmm. Right, and be in integrity, like you mm-hmm. said.
Yeah.
The whole, if you're not, what credentials do you have or not have?
Yeah.
Right.
But
right.
I thought it was really neat, too, and then I find it so fascinating that we all have such different, you know, specialties and niches. So it's amazing that there's so many in the group, and yet not one of us have the same line of work.
So are there any quote-unquote rules about you're only going to allow so many coaches of a particular time, or are you just like, hey, one come all? And
at this point, we don't have rules. Well, what the way we look at it too, and there are a few of us that have overlap, you know, I do career mm-hmm. coaching, other people do career coaching, mm-hmm. you know, but we all come at things differently. Mm-hmm. And that's the benefit of a variety of people mm-hmm. is you can find somebody that matches up with you, because somebody that needs my services might not really be able to get services from me. You know, we might not communicate clearly.
Right.
You know, we might not mesh. We might not be a good fit. Mm-hmm. But then one of the other people that does the life coaching or career mm-hmm. coaching, they'll be a better fit.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're talking to somebody about coaching and they say, well, that's very interesting. Do you know somebody else? Or when you're talking to them and they're not responsive the way you're expecting them to be responsive, it's easier to say, oh, you know who might work well for you, because you can kind of sense that there's not an alignment there.
Right.
So to me, that's why more is better.
Mm-hmm.
Variety is the spice of life, and
right,
we can find the right spices here in the group.
Well,
and that's kind of a common goal of the group, I think, is so we can service as many people as possible, too, because mm-hmm. we can refer to each other. And yeah, it's just great to be connected like this to the groups, especially like I live out of Duluth, and so I'm kind of disconnected. And so it's nice to plug in up here and have those other connections and be able to refer people. And
kind of a little network. One of you is out and about mm-hmm. talking to somebody, and somebody starts talking, or, oh, you're a health coach, but you know what I'd love to do is X. You mm-hmm. have the resource, mm-hmm. which is great. And you know them, and you know each other.
Mm-hmm.
So coaching in the aspect of just the concept of coaching. So talk about what it means to be a coach. What is different being a coach than maybe somebody else who might be counselor? I'm trying to think of other people who
therapists.
Mm-hmm. What is the difference, or what is the main goal with coaching, and how much that does it depend on the person versus the concept of coaching?
Well, I think the primary difference with coaching, and you correct me in your own special fields if this does not resonate, but coaching is forward looking. We don't look to heal past wrongs or process through the past. We focus on what do we need to do to be happy, to get where we want with our health or our work or whatever it is, where our goal is. So it's pursuit of goals, but not necessarily through clarifying history. It's forward looking. We are not therapists. We are not clinicians. That is not where we focus. We do not work with people that need therapists or clinicians because they will not get what they need from us necessarily, and we're not licensed to do that.
Right.
Okay. I've heard it said that therapy is about healing the past and coaching is about creating the future. And so while there definitely is a need for counseling at a given time, but exactly, we help people propel forward. So the main role for at least, you know, I'm sure you guys too are feeling the same way, but accountability, you know, support and stretch, transformation, those are kind of things I think of with coaching going forward, like Barb said. So
you guys might be the person somebody comes to after they've been to therapy, or they might come to you and realize, wow, maybe I got to figure some of this junk out that's hanging on me before I, you know, can move forward. Or
And a lot of times it's people just wanting to understand themselves better. And that's why I use instruments, you know, assessments. That's, you know, just so they can understand themselves better before they move forward. But yes, we don't look at, well, what caused you to do? We don't look at that necessarily. We look at, well, what can we do to make that better?
Right. Here's where we are. Here's where we want to be. How do we get from point A to point B?
Yes.
Okay. And I think, too, that sometimes coaches can step in where other people cannot. Like, for instance, in my business, if you see a doctor, they may only have a few minutes for you, and they tell you to eat better. But what does that really mean?
Yes.
You know, so it's not that, you know, I'm a medical professional, but I can be a support. I can design a plan. I can, you know, lead you to a goal with a lot more support than you would probably find from a regular doctor.
Well, and help them know how to eat better, because the how is the only thing that makes it happen.
It does, And I, you know, I am certified actually as a primal health coach, so I do have a lot of education, but, you know, you have to be kind of careful about how you present it too. And really it's giving somebody an accountability, a plan, support, and education to reach whatever goal they have in mind.
And that's what I was going to say too with, I mean, we're kind of an extension sometimes or an arm of doctors, the Western medicine or even naturopaths. We guide and work with the clients or patients deeper than the doctor has time for. You know, so they kind of start them out maybe on something and then they don't have the time to show them the meal plan or whatever. And so we kind of are the extension of that.
Right. And I'm thinking, you know, with health coaching specifically too, I have a couple thoughts that come to mind. The whole, what a great opportunity to sit down and interview five health coaches who maybe have different concepts of how they eat or how they work with people, you know, like you're primal, so you're guiding a very particular way. So that might be one source of, oh, well, what is your philosophy? What do you do? And how does this work for me? Or interviewing, talking to five different just general health and wellness coaches, and kind of their approaches are going to be very different. And maybe it's, okay, my doctor says I got to eat this way. This is what I need to do for the next however long we're doing whatever we're doing. How do you help me through that? Like, those are ways that somebody could approach and find out if it's a good fit.
And I think with coaching that you can be very, very specific towards each person's needs, you know, what their lifestyle is like, what sort of family support they have, what their education level is, you know, how far do you have to go to instruct somebody on how to eat if they don't understand the basic principles of, you know, what a healthy diet is. I think with coaching, you can get very specific and give highly personalized plans or support or education for any person's given needs.
Right, which is, like you're saying, very different than you're going to get from any medical professional, and that support's so huge. That's what people are struggling with. I mean, that's what they talk about, right?
Yeah, and I think that goes to the point of the follow up, because so a lot of times when things don't work, people give up, and the coach is there to keep their goal in front of them, and to support and problem solve to keep reaching for it. So I think that is when somebody can't work with the diet, you kind of suggest you make adjustments to help it work better for them.
Right. Exactly.
So that they can actually make it work for them.
For sure.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's that personal attention that is so missing in so much of our, like you say, the doctor says, well, eat better. And that's something many people have heard, is that exact thing. Well, wait, what does better mean?
I've heard it myself.
Yeah, right. That's a very little word for a lot of complexity there. Mm-hmm. Anything else that you want to say or that I'm forgetting to ask when it comes to the concept of the group and you all working together or the concept of coaching?
Well, I guess to reiterate, talk about our website, which allows people to, if you go to our coaching consortium website, you will see just a number of biographies of coaches, and you will be able to see what their specialties are and see a picture so you can put a face with a name and be able to find out more information by clicking on their link or maybe contacting them. So that's a venue, and that's one of our prime reasons, is so that people know coaches are available and what we do.
Right before I joined the group, I went and saw the booth at a local health fair, and it was very nicely produced, and I've never had a coach myself. I think before I got into this business, I would have really have liked to have seen that booth. Maybe years and years and years ago, it would have been pretty helpful to me to know coaching existed, that there were people that specialized in it, that had differing areas of interest that could possibly help you in your life, different than a doctor or a therapist or whatever, weight loss consultant, etc. I know it's kind of a burgeoning career path in our country, and in fact around the world, but I would have really enjoyed having run into this particular group a few years ago. It would have been very helpful, and I'm gratified to know that there are a lot of us out there, a lot more than I imagined.
Well, and I'm just going to mention this because I don't want to forget. I know you guys have been Community Wellness Day and various other events around town. And so if somebody sees you guys at an event, you know, approach, like come over and say hello to you guys. But it's a great opportunity to be live and in person and just get to know who people are and things like that. So I just want to encourage people to take advantage of that if they see you guys somewhere. You guys are creating a unity where I think sometimes there's more of that competition feeling in, you know, in many areas. And so I love that you guys are doing this. I think it's a beautiful example of the possibilities of working together and professionals working together. We need more of that. That's like, I mean, I think of that with the medical world. If everybody would just work a little bit more together and be more open and be less fearful of losing their patient or losing their person, and more about how can we help the greater good. There is enough work to be done for everybody.
That there is.
Let's talk about you guys individually. Let's have you go around, and I'll have you just restate your name so people can get the name with the voice with the what you do and have all that like all put together. And then talk about what you do, maybe who your typical person is that you work with, you know, how you work with people, anything you want to offer up as a nugget to somebody that might be helpful in kind of explaining what you do or something that they can use from your coaching.
Barb Bankson, Perception Coaching. I am a retired educator. I was a teacher for almost 20 years. And as I was teaching, I have my classroom of students, and I always see what they can do. They can always do such great things, and yet we address the things they couldn't do. And I found that a little frustrating. So trying to get my students to do what they could do, a lot of times, you know, I went to do my master's work and they said, well, you know, we got to have that motivation and engagement. So I worked at getting motivation and engagement after I did my work, and, you know, as we moved forward, and I had kids that really loved to be in class. Some still struggled to get anything done or respond to assignments and do things like that. So we still had some issues. So then I did a PhD in educational psychology so I could figure out how information is taken in, how we process it, how we retrieve it, how we use it. So I ended up being an educational psychologist in learning and cognition. I was on a sabbatical and my position was cut, and when I came back, I worked as a teacher for a little while, but then we had coaches. They decided to start a internal coaching program in our school district. So I was hired by my peers to be their coach.
Oh, interesting.
So I was an internal coach for almost 7 years working in the school district where I had taught. So I would work with teachers on instructional strategies, assessment, you know, how to figure out what the kids knew so they knew what to give them next and what activities and strategies would work well. So I did that for quite a time, But in education, it's always other duties as assigned. So by the time I finished my 7 years, I was probably coaching about 10, maybe 5% of the time. The rest of the time we were working on professional development for staff and things like that, where I was telling rather than, you know, discussing how to do things, which is not what I really like to do. So I retired from education and started coaching full time. So that's how I became perception coaching.
So when you're working with clients, the people who now, you know, come to you, what are they looking to get from you, or what do you kind of help them through?
I have a few different things I work with. I am a strength-based advocate. I like to say, you know what, you do things right, that's where you should start. You know, so a lot of what I do, I have people that are starting new businesses. I also have people that are 20-somethings that are not sure where they want to go with things. I also have people that are dissatisfied with what they're currently doing. So some people do not have a goal in mind, mm-hmm. all the way to people with specific goals. Okay. And I usually start with strengths with any of them.
Right.
And for instance, my 20-somethings, a lot of times what we do is we work on a purpose statement. But our biggest thing with everybody I work with is looking at strengths and looking at what they do well, and then determining where they want to go with that, how that can serve them. So that's...
Okay. So somebody could be I want to get to this goal in life, and I'm maybe already successful, and I want to move here. Help me figure out how to do that, too. I'm kind of a blank slate, and I don't know what I'm doing.
Right, right. In which case, we look at what do you do well, and then we look at their interests and values, you know, and kind of say, well, let's look, what do you think would align with this? You know, because we always come at it, the client has the answers. They just do not have the luxury or the prompts to get them there.
Yeah.
To find those answers.
Right. You need somebody else to help pull them out of your head or give you that nugget of, hey, have you thought of this? And you're like, flower blooming, never thought of that.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Or even just that time to think about oneself. A lot of times we're just busy with our day-to-day and don't take the time to reflect or plan with that big picture in mind.
Right. Well, and I think about it too. It's like when you're thinking about yourself, a lot of times you have the same input. You know, it's like your Google searches after a while, right? You just get the confirmation bias thing going.
Oh, definitely.
Where when you've got somebody else looking in, they can help you see things in a little different way and shine a different light and point the mirror in a different direction. And
yeah, and that's what I specialize in is looking for new ways to look at things. That's why we're perception coaching.
Right.
We want to say, well, where are we? But when we're figuring out where we are and why we're special and unique, it also means, you know what? You're different and special and unique. So being able to appreciate those differences, it opens up the possibilities, because now I can say, oh, I wonder what Lori would think of that. Or, you know, looking at it through Lori's lens, what would that look like?
Right.
Or through Judy's lens. You just... It opens things up, and that's the goal, because that's really the best way to grow,
right?
Is by opening up and getting out of that echo chamber, which is your head,
right?
And being able to see. That's why I use like StrengthsFinder and emotional intelligence assessments, the EQI 2.0 I use, but it just gives you a different way to see yourself, which can also broaden your horizons to seeing others.
Do you work with kids as well as adults?
I do some things, particularly parent-child, because a lot of angst in the home and hope in the home can be supported through coaching. So whichever you're doing, you know, when you're trying to push to get better, some people, you know, you don't always know how. You don't know where to push or what we already do well,
mm-hmm.
because we all know that our greatest strengths are our greatest weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like I said, I use strengths, and there's 34 of them when you use the Clifton Strengths Finder. My 34th is not a weakness. It's just a strength I rarely call upon. My first strength is learning, which is also my weakness, because I will spend a lot of time learning and very little time doing if that's where I go.
Right.
You know, so being able to understand how we approach things and
right.
what to do with that. And when we look at the people around us, we oftentimes note their weaknesses and don't recognize the strengths that are hand in hand with those weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of one of the things we do.
That makes sense. So what does it look like to work with you? Like, Do you kind of have a process that's similar, or is it very different for everybody?
I have a process that is similar, but people enter at different points.
Okay.
Might be a way to look at it. So I will start looking at, what do you do well? What are your strengths? That's always our starting point, but we always have a coaching goal. What's your goal when we meet together today? And sometimes we develop that at the beginning of our session.
Sure.
And sometimes people come in with it, depending on where they are with that whole thing.
Okay.
So it really depends. But a lot of times we'll look at purpose. What's your life purpose? You know, why are you here?
Mm-hmm.
And being able to then align the actions that we take as coaching actions with their purpose and their overall goals. So we kind of work together, and everybody enters at different points in that. Some people already have a plan and have struggled with that yearly resolution every year. They always have the same one because that's what they want. But then they drop it by, you know, February because they can't get there.
Right.
So those people, we work together to say, okay, let's problem solve it. Let's problem, and we move forward that way. And some people don't know what they want to do. So then we're looking at where we are and what we like and what we value and finding that thing. And then we'll move into how to make it happen.
Nice.
But it really depends on where they're entering coaching.
Right. Okay.
Yes, we have some builders that say, you know what, I have this new business I want to do, and I don't know how to prioritize it with my current work because I still have to work, I still have family, and I want to do this too.
Right.
So they want to know how to prioritize it or how to move forward with it. And just having somebody else to talk to helps with that.
Is there any commonality that you see among your clients that kind of makes sense as the shout out of, these are the people that work with me, this is what I'm looking for?
Well, I think there's two things. One is dissatisfaction with where they are right now, or their status quo.
Mm-hmm.
And others don't have that dissatisfaction because they're always pushing forward. So it's that desire to move forward, I guess.
Okay.
Is really the common factor, and it's really with anything.
Right. Okay. Any nuggets of anything that you can pass along that might just kind of be it speak to, here's a little nugget of what might help somebody move forward?
Well, I think because of my affinity with strengths and just pursuing what you do well, one of the little quotes I'll give you is, people who have to use their strengths every day have 7.8% greater productivity because they're getting to do what they do well.
Mm.
There's also data on how happy you are when you get to use your strengths. So that would be where I would go, is whatever you do well, do more of that. Well, and a lot of times what people work on is what they don't do well.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
They're trying to fix things.
Yes.
Where if they're working with what they do well, they can mitigate the problems with what they can't do. Or possibly find somebody that does do that well and work with them. You know, there are ways to deal with those things that...
Right. They're in that space of success.
Exactly.
It's more so where it helps you solve your problems easier. Do you work... Is it live and in person, or do you do stuff over the web as well?
I prefer live and in person because there's so much lost in translation when you're not in the same room with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But I do end up doing quite a bit of both phone and virtual.
Okay.
Skype-type meetings.
Skype, Zoom, all those fun things.
Yeah, as needed. And,
right.
And I travel.
Oh, okay.
So I'd prefer to travel at least for a couple of meetings just because we have better understanding then.
Wonderful. Why don't you give your, how you would like people to contact you now too, so we have
okay.
that with all of your...
I can be reached on Facebook at Perception Coaching. So Perception Coaching is a Facebook page I have.
Great. Okay. All right. Thank you. Who wants to go next?
My name is Lori Morbitz, and I am a Primal Health Coach. My business is called Primal First, all one word, Health. And I advocate a primal living lifestyle. Primal meaning ancestral health, and what is, I think, more commonly known as paleo, even though it encompasses not just the food that you eat, but kind of the way that you live your life and your lifestyle. I got into primal living. I guess you can say I was really sick for a long time. I have really fun autoimmune disease, and it was diagnosed in 2006, but unfortunately, I was just told I was just going to have to live with it and let it get worse and eventually get put on medication, and who knows what was going to happen after that. I went along with that for a while until I got sicker and sicker and sicker and sicker and sicker, and finally kind of saw a doctor who refused to help me in the way that I asked to be helped. I got mad enough to kind of take matters into my own hands. So 5 years ago, I kind of put myself on what I now understand to be the Primal Lifestyle, even though at the time it didn't really have that name. Over a period of time, I changed my diet. I started some healthier lifestyle practices. I lost about 50 pounds, which I had gained over the years, and resolved a lot of health issues, got myself off a lot of medications. I really just gave myself the gift of health by taking matters into my own hands, doing a lot of research, a lot of studying, a lot of book reading. I just decided, I made a decision that I was going to be healthy no matter what it took. There's been a lot of experimentation. I've tried a lot of different things, a lot of different plans. And about a year ago, I came upon a website program through a website, that a blog that I follow called Mark's Daily Apple. Mark Sisson is a guy who kind of promotes the Primal Lifestyle. It's kind of his baby. His whole business is built upon it. And I looked at it and I'm like, you know, this is just kind of how I live my life anyway. This is the program that fits the best into what I had evolved for myself. And, you know, I was passionate about my own recovery and regaining of health that I thought, you know, I would love to be able to share this with others, mostly because I think a lot of people are not served well by their physicians. Like we talked about earlier, if you're told to eat better, what does that really mean? You know, some people really, really need a hand with that. And I went through it's a 4-month program. There was a lot more biochemistry than I anticipated. There's a lot of scientific foundations for this plan. The ancestral principles, of course, have been around for millennia because they're ancestral. It was, you know, the basis of the program is we are genetically programmed to eat a certain way. And if we were to follow those principles, chances are that, you know, we will do better as human beings with our health and lifestyle. I believe that it's worked for me for a long time. I have very, very little markers of my disease left. I live really healthfully just by what I put into my body. And I love talking about it. I think food is fascinating. I think what people, you know, how people view food or treat food or feel about food is really, really interesting. You know, I wanted to share that because I've had so much success, personal success, with this particular diet that I think it's a foundation for everybody as a way to eat. And most people can do really, really well on it. And, you know, I took the course, I passed the certification, then I put myself out there. I wrote a story about my experiences with my health and with changing over to this plan. It happened to get published worldwide, I guess you could say. The website is a worldwide website, and that has brought me clients as far away as Seattle and locally as well. I do both coaching over the phone and in person. It's been really, really fun. I don't feel like it's a job. It is just, like I said, I could talk about it all day. I could talk about food all day.
Right.
And, you know, I'm really, really interested in helping people reach their optimal health potential, so then they can go on and live and do what they want in life.
You're focused, obviously, in the primal. Let's talk a little bit, just so people understand what that means. Give kind of the elevator speech of what the primal diet is. And maybe even just because you mentioned something I think that's really important, the difference between the primal eating and then the whole lifestyle. So maybe throw in a little bit about what is the lifestyle added to the primal diet?
All right. So the primal diet is pretty closely related to paleo diet, which basically is a diet that supports your genetic evolutionary blueprint that we as humans have. It's real food, low carb eating, you know, no grains or dairy, very little of that if you can tolerate it, maybe sometimes once in a while. But the primal lifestyle takes into account not just what you put into your body as fuel, but it also inspires movement and play, stress reduction, healthy sleeping. One of the tenets is don't do stupid things like texting while you're driving. It seems like a fairly simple concept, but, you know, not everybody gets that. So the lifestyle in its entirety promotes optimal being through food, play,
sleep, stress reduction, nice. And making good decisions.
Right. Okay.
Just throw that in at the end there.
I love it. It's fun that there's play involved.
There is play in involved
that as well.
Right.
That's great.
Yeah.
So a little bit about the diet. So mm-hmm. you said whole food, and like you said, no grains and dairy. Mm-hmm. And I want to just address this because I know this is something that there's a lot of misconceptions about. Mm-hmm. I know some people, when we talk about the primal diet, they think, oh, I have to eat all of this meat.
That's Atkins.
Yes, exactly. And I want you to point that out. And I know this is a bigger discussion and,
right.
you know, and it's very specific, but just to give that kind of idea of, yeah. that we're not talking about Atkins here.
Right. No. And I guess I'll tell you what I eat. I live a very primal lifestyle. What I eat primarily are plants. My diet is largely plant-based. Not a lot of fruit. Actually, I eat mostly plants, protein, a lot of really, really healthy fat. And I do include some dairy for myself, like eggs, kind of are one of those gray area dairy products. But I do eat a lot of eggs and fruit. I tend to eat more fruit that's on more like the berry side of things, some bananas, things like that, low glycemic. And very, very, very few grains. I do, because I have a thyroid problem, I do eat some carbohydrates just because I feel better. I've over time figured that out. And I do sometimes eat white rice and maybe potatoes.
Okay.
So I do have some of those things in my diet, but they're not every day and generally as needed.
Okay.
So that's kind of that's basically the primal blueprint, I guess you could say, for food plan.
And I love that you're making the room for, I feel better when I do this.
Right.
So you're showing there that...
Yeah.
It's not super rigid. Here's your meal plan. Go have at it. It is, we're figuring your body out.
Right. And the Primal Blueprint actually advocates for an 80-20 split. So like 80% of the time you eat primally. 20% of the time you're a human being and you do whatever you want. You know, and that's real life. I mean, you know, if you're so focused on a diet that's all you're going to do, chances are you're probably going to fall off the wagon at some point. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of my clients that I have now have been on that diet bandwagon, and they've fallen off and then they got back on, and then they fell off and then they get back on. And so you're losing or gaining the same 20, 30 pounds, however much, and, you know, it just gets worse. Primal Blueprint advocates the 80-20 split. For me, because I have an autoimmune disease and I have certain requirements, I'm more of a 90-10 person. And honestly, most of the time, almost more 95-5. Mm-hmm. So with my clients, a lot of times we kind of almost shoot for a number that suits their, you know, their physical being, you know, whatever disease processes they may have, you know, whatever their weight goal might be. Some people do great on 80-20, but other people need to be 90-10 or even higher to find success and to feel their, you know, their ultimate best.
Right. One of the past podcasts, I guess that I had in the past podcast talked about, and I know you were talking about the very rigid, you know, and sometimes it's from my own experience. Sometimes there's times when it's good to be really rigid just to get through something. And he
sure.
was making the point of there's the difference between getting through a disease or returning your body from a disease versus the basic functioning of life. And those things can look different.
Right. And honestly, the plan that I advocate for my clients is at least for the first 30 days, you are that rigid. So you allow your body to overcome the standard American diet, the SAD diet, and adjust and become a fat-burning beast so you can live primally from that point forward. And if you have a day that maybe you have a piece of pizza, you know, the next day you just get back on the wagon and you're none the worse for it.
Right.
It's a very practical, you know, lifelong skill set that you could employ to basically carry you on to your older years fairly healthy.
So somebody working with you, like, talk a little bit about the people who might find you, come to you. Are they, I'm just curious, are people, when they're talking to you, are they, I need a different way of eating? Or is it the, okay, I've been suggested to go on this diet, or I want to try the primal, help me out?
So the clients that have found me have largely been through Mark's Daily Apple website and my story. And they pick me because I look like them. I was unhealthy. I was overweight. I made a change. I lost a lot of weight. I got really healthy. Honestly, most of them are women that are of my same age bracket. And a lot of them already knew about paleo or maybe have tried it before. but they need somebody to hold them accountable, to offer practical ideas about maybe even what to have for lunch that really work, to get encouragement, to get education, to have somebody kind of hold their hand a little bit through it, and to get them through that period of time where their body is adjusting to living primally and through to the other side. So I have been utilizing, and my program supports this, is a 12-week program where for the first 4 weeks you focus solely on becoming a fat burner rather than a sugar burner, changing your diet and adjusting to that. And then we move into the sleep portion of it. Then we move into the play and the stress reduction and the maintenance portion of it. So by the time you've graduated at 12 weeks, which is a pretty good length of time to set new habits, that hopefully then they can go on to maintain it for their life, knowing that if you have your 5 or 10% days, you're going to be okay.
So 12 weeks is kind of the typical, that's the main process that you take people through?
Yeah, 12
and
weeks.
And then what does it look like after that?
After that, it's dependent on each person. Okay. I have some clients that have graduated, but they don't want to quite let me go yet. So we have monthly meetings for as long as they need it.
Okay. Anything else I'm forgetting to ask you?
You're talking about the little nugget of information.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, right. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So there's two things. I kind of focus a lot on intentions versus making a decision and a commitment to yourself. I think a lot of people intend to get healthy. They intend to lose weight. They intend to work out. They intend to do X, Y, Z.
Right.
But, you know, making a commitment and making a decision to commit to something is a lot different animal. And I think maybe fortunately for me, the people that find me and that hire me to be their health coach have already made that decision for themselves. So in some ways, it makes my job a little bit easier because you're not trying to convince somebody that they're going to do something. You're helping them with they've already made the decision. You're helping them to put that decision into play and getting them to the goal that they want to reach. When I was sick, all I wanted was to be better. And I heard a quote later on that said, you know, when you're healthy, you can have 1,000 dreams. But when you're not healthy or you're sick or you have a disease, you only have one dream, you know, which is to be healthy. Mm-hmm. And my goal in being a health coach is for people to be healthy so they can have those 1,000 other dreams. Now that I'm healthy, I'm doing this. I can do pretty much whatever I want now that I, you know, a lot of physical things I couldn't do before. Even, you know, my job is better. I mean, everything is just better when I'm healthy. And I really, really hope for people that they find that in their life if they don't already have it. And I'm thankful to coaches like the Women in the Northland Coaches Consortium that help people reach those big goals in life where they can be healthy, they can get what they want and have a much more fulfilled life. And that's what I work toward. And I think that's what we all work toward. And some people have already tried paleo before, so they don't really need the education on what to eat. Mm-hmm. It's more the assistance in doing it and doing it for a long period of time and doing it for life. Most people want to change their habit for life, you know, into a lifestyle.
And having that support of how do I go and navigate the world and do this and keep this up and go to events and go up to eat.
Right. We talk a lot about vacations. We talk a lot about going out to a restaurant. You know, we talk about what do you go, if you go to a cocktail party, what do you do? What are some options? You know, very real life, practical. This is what you can do. This is an option for you. This is a different choice to make to support your goal.
Tell us how to contact you and how you want to be reached. And like you said, you work all over the world or the country,
right? I can be reached. I have a Facebook page called Primal First Health. I also have an email, which is Lori, L-O-R-I, at primalfirsthealth.com. I have a website, but it's under construction at the moment.
So those are the ways.
And also through the Northland Coaches Consortium website as well.
Okay, right. Yeah, so if anybody gets there, they can find you all, which
for
is
sure.
Awesome. All right. On to you.
All right. I am Sherry Swanson of Sherry's Health and Wellness. And I'm going to sound like a very untraditional health coach because one of the first things I say to people when I work with them is take the word diet out of your vocabulary. I don't believe that there is one specific diet for everyone. Obviously, if there's health issues and stuff, then yes, you have to follow a specific plan. But for the most part, I'm all about everything in moderation.
move more, eat less. I'm kind of a realistic coach. And I believe in, you know, when there's bigger changes, you have to take smaller steps. And I'm interested in helping people overcome bad habits and creating good habits. And so, yes, nutrition is a part of it. Fitness is a part of it. But my coaching has evolved into more the thought life, taking your thoughts captive and being mindful and creating a mindful existence. Because what I hear people saying is, you know, I've tried everything, nothing works. I'm an empty nester now, and I find my life is now a big question mark, or I'm divorced or widowed, and I don't know what I want to do with my life. And I've put everybody else's needs ahead of mine, and now I'm suffering for it, and I don't know even where to start. Or I feel unloved. I've had a lot of people, I feel emotionally drained. I feel stuck. I feel like I'm on autopilot. And so my passion started because of my own health. I had a ton of health issues too, but I was under a lot of chronic stress for years and years and years and didn't connect the dots until kind of the end of that stress when everything in my health was going wrong and I was trying everything and I tried all the diets and I tried all the supplements and I tried everything and every test I would take at a doctor's office, a medical doctor's office, everything was coming back clear and fine. And I'm like, but I know all these things are wrong with me. I'm fatigued. I have all these things and nothing was working. And I started stumbling across and eventually really studying up on the emotional health and how much our thought life controls our physical health. And so that became really fascinating to me because I also have a background in sociology. I have a degree in sociology and criminal justice. And so I've always loved wondering what makes a person tick and why are they doing the things they're doing. And so I really started studying the emotional health and that became really a passion of mine. But I'm also very passionate about fitness. And so that's kind of what got me out of a completely different career and moving me into the health and wellness realm because I have always had a passion for especially fitness. And so that got me started. And I love encouraging people. I love challenging them and seeing them grow and empowering them and bringing out their inner warrior. And for me, that comfort zone is in a gym. That's just where I've been my whole life. And that's why I was like, wow, there's actually a career for this. And I'm also in the process right now of, I did just enroll to get my personal training certification as well. And so, like I said, I'm kind of more, as far as the diet part goes, unless they do have specific health needs and whatnot, I definitely can help people with that too. But I'm just more about, you know, you have kind of a spectrum of a person on one end eating completely just junk food and that's all they're eating, right? And then the other end is Farmer Jane and she only eats, you know, organic or is on a very specific diet. My goal is to get them in the middle, you know, at least get them in the middle and start making those positive habit changes one at a time. That's what worked for me and that's something that can last a lifetime. They say it takes, what, 28 days to change a habit? And so I work with people. I have a 90-day program that I run people through. And then at the end of that, if there's still more issues to work on and they want to keep working with me, we just renew the 90 days and keep going.
So when you're working with people, are you working with them in person, over the web, in the gym, or does it depend on each person?
Yep, kind of a combination. I do phone or in person, basically. And like Barb, I prefer to do at least a couple meetings in person if I can. Like one of my clients, though, was from Minneapolis, and so she had a cabin up here. So when she was up here, we'd meet in person, but then most of our sessions ended up being over the phone, which still worked out fine. I do meet a lot of people in the gym because that's where I mainly am in. Mm-hmm. And we get started. I'm hoping as I become a personal trainer too that, you know, we start with that and then we can, you know, work on these other things that come up. Eventually I'll get to doing Zoom and Skype and on the web and stuff too, but
You mentioned that you have a 90-day program. Mm-hmm. Is that pretty much like with some flexibility kind of where you want to take people? Or if somebody said, hey, look, I really need somebody to only work on this thing or only work in the gym. Is that, you know, especially when you get your personal trainer, is that something you're open to or is the 90-day thing really works and that's kind of where you focus with people?
I really do. It may change when I get my personal training certification too, because then there will be the combination of that working with them in the gym and possibly doing the coaching with it. then that may change. But for right now, I do really kind of stick with the 90-day program because I find that anything less than that, with what usually comes up during the 90 days, anything less than that is not enough time. And anything more than that is too much time. You know, people don't want to commit to, you know, a 6-month, not necessarily right off the bat. And so 3 months is pretty doable. And we end up covering a lot. We sleep, energy, the play too. We do, I mean, I cover all of that. I want to help people just create a healthy lifestyle, you know, make it a lifestyle, life changes. I kind of follow on my own too, that kind of an 80-20 split where I just 80% of the time I'm eating as clean and as good as I can. I mean, I don't follow a specific diet per se, but I just eat clean and I, you know, keep the sugar minimum and stuff like that. But you're going to have those times where you're at weddings, you're at a barbecue, you know, you're at holidays, and I allow myself those things. So that's kind of the rule I follow with people too. If, you know, we work on, like I said, small habit changes. If somebody's has more cream in their coffee than coffee, you know, that's maybe one of the, like, just one small example, you know, let's start with that. Let's start cutting down on the creamer. And I've worked with smokers, and we, you know, we come up with ways to reduce smoking. And so I'm just kind of interested in the overall picture.
Right.
And so the 90 days seems to cover it pretty well because I laid out a pretty good program where each week there's different goals we focus on. I give them goals for the next week to try to meet and challenges. And yeah, it covers everything from nutrition, sleep, play, work, reducing stress.
Yeah, that's one thing that's interesting about coaching and helpful with coaching is no matter what you're doing, it's that having the consistency. It's having somebody hanging out with you long enough for them to get to see the challenges that you have so that they can actually help you. It can be very specific that way and very much tailored to them, which is a great thing about the consistency and the little more long-term, you know, some of the stuff you're working on, Barb. You need that time to kind of process, figure, start somewhere, process, and then figure out what those next steps
are. If change was easy, it'd already be done.
Right? Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right.
Well, that's exactly, and that's what I tell people is this is not a quick fix. You know, when you hire a coach, it's not a quick fix, and we're going to challenge you, we're going to stretch you, we're going to help you grow, but it's going to be forever changes.
Right.
You know, so what is that worth to you? I mean, if they come to me and they want to do Atkins or something, I mean, you know, that's fine, but I've been set free myself from the chains of dieting, you know, years ago, back in the early 90s, you know, late 80s, early 90s, trying every diet under the sun, never lost a pound, never felt healthy. And I learned different ways of approaching it. And so my passion is helping people break free of dieting and getting off the roller coaster and the hamster wheel. And because that's often I hear that too. I've tried everything, nothing works. All right. I did the paleo and I lost 40 pounds, but I gained it all back. Well, let's get you to a place where you can find balance and make it work for you.
And it's interesting because maybe you guys have seen this. There was an article in Time magazine, I think it was last summer or so, where it was talking about all the different diets. And it was, the thing was, which diet is the diet that works? And the end result was they all work and don't work. It just depends on the person. And it depends on, is it something they can stick with? And yeah, your goal is kind of, okay, where are you at? Where do you want to be? How do we do that within and your life and making that work for you with those little changes, which can be huge changes, and having somebody else guide you through those things can be huge, and just that little support and different ideas coming through your head and hearing it from a different person. That's the other thing with coaches that can be so helpful, right? Like, how many of us haven't had partners and then they go to somebody else and somebody else tells them the exact same thing, but they can hear it from that somebody else. And you know, and it's that's one great thing coaches bring to the table, is another is another voice. And whether it's great for somebody else to have that coach, or it's great for us to have that coach where it is somebody else we can hear it from differently, is great. It's, we might as well just recognize that's the way life works, right?
And so I think that somebody who hires a coach, and I found this with one of my clients who then turned around and coached her daughter. So it can be really self perpetuating. You mm-hmm. teach the mother, mm-hmm. the mother teaches yeah. the daughter, you teach mm-hmm. The father teaches the daughter or the son or whoever, and it can kind of keep going. You know, you start mm-hmm. something somewhere in a family or a group or something, a classroom even.
Right.
You know, then it just, you know, the ball starts rolling. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe one person paid me to coach them, but then they're going to teach their kid, and that right. kid's going to teach their kid mm-hmm. or their friend or whoever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it just, it spreads after a while.
Yeah.
And I can't help but think, but that would be pretty mm-hmm. nice for our country and the world.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, and it's a different approach. It's not a telling. It's right. all, yeah. it's alongside.
Yeah.
You know, it's, and I think yeah, and it's yeah. easier to receive. Mm-hmm. It's easier mm-hmm. to act on. Mm-hmm. It, you know, it's a,
and I think we have that nice all model. In common is where we push the client to pull it out of themselves. Right. You know, we help them get there. When they pull it out, it's like, wow, and the light bulb goes off, and it's like there's a connection, and then there's the motivation, and it's just, it's awesome, you know, when somebody gets that, and they pull it, it came from themselves, you know, right. that they figured it out.
Do you have a nugget of wisdom or thoughts you would like to pass on, something yeah. that might help people?
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, we have to make the mind-body-spirit connection, and that's what I love helping people do, because they do all work together. But I guess I'll leave with my piece of nugget is we live what we believe 100% of the time. And so that's why I think it's so important that our mindset and our thought life be in control, because that's what we live. We live what we think. Thoughts become things. So I think it's so important to control the emotional and the thought life health.
Yeah, that's a thing that doesn't always get covered mm-hmm. when we're talking about health mm-hmm. and stuff. We're focused on the what piece do we do?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And, which is great and all, but mm-hmm. but yeah, those sort of behind the forehead mm-hmm. scenes.
That's where it starts.
can help or hinder you so mm-hmm. much. Yeah.
And my experience has been that when you start with the thought life and then the heart, the body follows. That's kind of, you know, that's what I was saying. I'll just leave it at that for now, but that's what I learned years ago, and that's when weight fell off of me, and it stayed off all these years, and I've never dieted again, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. so to speak. Never, no dieted, quote unquote, just cleaned up my eating, you know, basically. And that's when people come to me, they do tend to also be women, you know, kind of in midlife or just wanting to up level where they're at, mm-hmm. even. You know, they may not be sick or they may not need. They're not broken necessarily, but they just want to up level where they're at. And that's where I like to come in, and that's the encouragement. And like I said, fitness is really big to me, and that's, a lot of people aren't getting enough movement, and that also helps the mind and the thought life mm-hmm. and you know, the emotional health. Huge. So
any range of health and wellness mm-hmm. people can come to you and say, yeah. whoops, say, here's where I'm at.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
pretty All right. much. And then, to get a hold of me right yes. now, I have a cell phone number of 218-390-0656, or my email is theonlyhealthcoach, sorry ladies, theonlyhealthcoach@gmail.com. And I don't have a website yet. It's in the works too, but I will soon have a website and stuff like that. So phone number and just email right now.
So if somebody wants to, you know, I'm thinking of somebody who might be listening that is a coach and they want to get in touch with you guys. Is that totally okay?
Yes. And going to the Northland Coaching Consortium webpage, there's a place where you can say, I would like to be on this site.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So they can join us.
Okay. And should probably be in this area so they can kind of connect with you.
We are the Northland. So right. yeah. And as long as they're regionally, okay, that would be mm-hmm. acceptable. Yeah.
Well, this is fantastic. Thank you. I'm excited to have this conversation with you guys and get to know each of you guys a little bit more. This is great, and I hope this information is reached by people who can be excited about it and check in with you guys. And it's a great opportunity listening to this to learn more about what you do.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies, for helping us get to know you and your work a little bit better. I will again repeat the website that you can find them on. And then they, of course, also mentioned different contact information as well beyond the website. And I will put that in the show notes. So you will be able to find that if you go to the Wellness Ren podcast site, look up the podcast, click on that. You're going to see all of their information so you can get a hold of them directly too. The website again is northlandcoachingc.wixsite.com/website. That's northlandcoachingc.wixsite, which is wixsite.com/website. The website isn't so easy to search for Northland Coaching Consortium, so you might want to have that website specifically ready to go to make sure you get to the right place. You'll also find some of these coaches doing various classes and workshops. I know some of them do some things for community ed and other events around town. So keep a look for them there too, because it's a great place to get to meet them in person, learn their work, and gain some wonderful nuggets that can help move you forward, right? Thank you so very much for listening to the podcast. You can check out all the rest of the episodes at wellnessrenpodcast.com. If you're on iTunes, you can certainly subscribe to the Wellness Renaissance podcast there. If you like what you hear and you like the work that we're doing, first of all, thank you so very much. Second of all, consider supporting the podcast in one of multiple ways. First of all, sharing the podcast with anybody who you think might enjoy it, find the information valuable or helpful to their life and health. Sign up for the email notifications, which you can do at the wellnessrenpodcast.com website. Just fill out your name and your email, and we just shoot an email out to you whenever we put out a podcast. That makes it super easy to link right into the podcast, easy to listen to. You're welcome to pass those emails on as well. If you are able, consider becoming a Patreon member. When you go to the website, you will see a big red button that says Become a Patron. And what that allows you to do is to support the podcast with small monthly payments, as small as a dollar, just to help support the podcast and all the work that goes into it. It is definitely a labor of love, but it is nonetheless time and attention and wonderful work that goes into creating the episodes. If you are an Amazon shopper and you are open to taking a few extra clicks, go to the wellnessrenpodcast.com website, look at the support the podcast link, click on that, and you're going to see a bunch of items that we've mentioned on the podcast. You can click on any one of those to get into Amazon. You do not have to purchase whatever it is that you have clicked on, but anything you do purchase in that shopping trip goes into a tiny little bucket to support the podcast. So thank you so very much to those of you who have done that. Greatly, greatly appreciated. And everybody who shares. Also, we really, really do appreciate your sharing and sending on the information. That is really, really wonderful and greatly appreciated. On that note, until next time, may you find the pieces that fit beautifully into your health and wellness puzzle. Take good care.